You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. We got McCann and Alicia and Seth Cantor on the updates. We'll have another one coming up here in about 27 minutes. San Diego State loses for the first time. Breaking news for our listeners in Southern California. They get beat by UNLV. Baylor got knocked off. I'm telling you, this is going to be the most wide-open NCAA tournament. I'm serious. When you look at the top 25, maybe even beyond, there are so many teams that could win it all. I mean that. There's no powerhouse. There is no big dog powerhouse. I know some will try and say Dayton. Okay, Duke? No. When Penn State, nothing against Penn State, when they're number nine in last Monday's AP Top 25. Michigan State was preseason number one. They're not even in the top 25. Every year, though, you think it's going to be predictable in the NCAA tournament, then it's a zoo on your bracket like day one. So we'll talk some college hoops. We'll get into the Miracle on Ice 2. A second story with the Zamboni driver. I love that. You know, hockey just has rules that a guy can be working the Zamboni. He can be an accountant, whatever it is. Emergency goalie, you just go right into an NHL game. Forget carrying an emergency goalie, kind of like emergency QB like the NFL does. Go right into a game. Somebody says you get the jersey and you get $500. Maybe it's like a beer hockey league. Plus you get a 12-pack. You're not in a locker room. You're on a folding chair outside the locker room. It's a great story. And also on the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice, which nothing's close for an all-in American sports story. There's nothing. And I know when I threw it out to some of my friends and their kids, and unless you experienced it, you have no clue. You don't. You can read about it today. You can see the incredible Sports Illustrated cover. You can talk to somebody about it. You can listen to Al Michaels. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. You can go through it. But unless you experienced it, it's a moment in American history, and I'm trying to think where we were all in on another big sports moment. All in as a country. All in, man. It didn't matter the color of your skin, how much is in your bank account, who you vote for, what political district you live in. It didn't matter. We were all in. I was in a gym in Sparta, Michigan, at a high school basketball game, and they announced it. And the game stopped, and the people roared for what seemed like 50 minutes. It probably was 5 minutes. And it was such a powerful moment. So 1980 would be my senior year in high school. And I can smell the gym. I can remember the PA announcer. The echoes of USA, USA. There's nothing in sports. I've spent the day trying to think of a moment. We've had some tragic moments where we've come together as a country, and post 9/11, what sportsmen as a stage to help this country heal played a huge part in it. Okay, I won't debate that. But just from a pure sports, because I know it was about the Cold War with the U.S. and Russia, but this was the all of us, all in, the mightiest of underdogs, just drilled by the Russians, I think, in an exhibition, 9 days before. And what they did in Lake Placid in a small setting and almost like a movie script town for the Winter Olympics. And we didn't have Facebook or social networks or mobile phones or none of that. We didn't have it. So we actually relied on the news. Not fake news, we relied on the news. And I'll live with it until the day I die and hopefully beyond. It was so big, so beautiful, and just a fantastic snapshot of America coming together, because we know we have it in us. We know we do as a country. And I've been trying to think of anything that can even get into the conversation with the Miracle on Ice. Anything that even warrants being in that iconic conversation. That will be our first huge question of the night. Because it has to be everybody all in. It's not a World Series homer. It's not you can go through other Olympic moments. But when we were together, united, we cheered as a country. That's why the Olympics aren't as good as they used to be. We don't really have a ton of adversarial countries that we play in sports. We don't. We just don't. It's not us against the world. It seems like that sometimes when it comes to politics, but in sports, no, it's a different world today. So I want you to think about that. You can join in. I'll give you the number. You can also tweet me. And then as we're talking about an iconic all-in moment, this Astro story still lingers, and I heard Jody Mack talking about it, and we've discussed it the last couple of Saturdays here on this huge broadcast, that if Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, doesn't do something, Rob Manfred's hands are tied because he cut the immunity deal. This is where I've been on this from the start, once I heard there was immunity. We can beg Rob Manfred to do something. It won't happen. He's even promised that the Red Sox players won't be punished, or he must have another immunity deal. This is where Crane, and I'll say it again, needs to turn in the banner, needs to turn in the trophy, needs to get all the World Series rings, turn them in. We will not accept it. Because for a meaningless exhibition game against the Nats and fringe potential major leaguers play in, and it's cold and they have their reasons, and you know, the Astros try and say, well, we threw out a lineup here. Okay. It's tough to buy anything they're saying. But this is only an exhibition game. It will be the dominant story in baseball the entire season. Mark my words, it will not go away. It won't. It won't. Look at the legs it has right now, and we're talking about meaningless exhibition baseball games. The Astros need to do something. Major League Baseball, the immunity, can't do anything. I guarantee there's a deal. As Jody Mack was talking with Tony Clark, the MLBPA leader of all the players, there's a deal. This is going to be the Astros. And he's going to have to give back the banner, the trophy, and the rings. And by doing that, showing contrition, making a concession, telling the fans, look, it is so wrong. Not no BS PR press conference. Not players defending, oh, it's us against the world. No one cares. I get we like a villain, okay? And the Astros are going to be the villain in every ballpark they're in outside of their own. And maybe even at home, who knows? But that has to be done. That's what Rob Manfred needs to work the owner, Crane, and say, look, you need to give the banner back. You go to New York. It's what I said 2 weeks ago. You hold a press conference. You bring all your players. Every player from 2017 who's on your roster is standing there. And the owner says, we are turning in the banner, the trophy, and the rings. There you go. I'm telling you, it would slow this freight train down. It would, because it's just loading up, man. And as we're discussing one of the great moments in American sports history, on the flip side today, the second biggest story is the Astros and signs and the catcalls. And I know the Nats and the Straw and these share spring training facilities, and it's just going to get uglier. I mean, it has been the story of spring training. And no punishment has been handed down to the Red Sox because Rob Manfred's afraid to throw that kerosene on the fire right now. The only thing Crane could do, and again, I don't know the immunity. Does he, if you can't with the contracts and with the MLBPA, the Players Association, I don't know what that meant, that the teams can't do anything, that the, you know, their contracts are safe. We don't know. They're not a public entity or entity. We can't do a Freedom of Information Act and say, give us all the goods. But that owner can do something. And it's giving back the banner. It is. That we cheated. We cheated. As a franchise, we don't deserve the banner, the trophy, and all the rings are being returned. And I think the people go, bravo, Astros. So we'll get into beyond the miracle on ice, which, you know, I had to watch Kurt Russell's Herb Brooks. That's one of the best sports performances ever. That movie is so good. Man, I heard Jody Mack talking about that as well. That is just such a great movie. Man, that is such a great movie. For people who didn't grow up in that era, you need to show them Miracle. I mean, it's just amazing. So is there anything else remotely even close to the conversation about the Miracle on Ice? And then our second question in regards to the Astros, do you agree with me? Just give back the banner, and that would calm this raging media slash fan wildfire down. You agree with me on that? You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. That's easy. We do have McKeon and Alicia, who are producing this show back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Seth Cano, I have an update here in about 7 minutes. First huge question of the night on the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice, which, in terms of bringing America together, I know there are bigger sports moments, and it would be Jesse Owens' 36 Olympics in Berlin, what he did to stick it to Hitler. There's the color barrier, Jackie Robinson, right? I'm talking about, though, when the entire country stopped and you knew where you were when you heard the news. And there's nothing, I think, even remotely close. I know there are great sports moments in Olympic history, Spitz, Phelps. You know, the U.S. women, one I did see on the list that made me think, where this transcended the entire country, and I will agree with that, the 99 World Cup and the women winning it, I thought that was big. That was an all-in moment for the country, and if you think about it, you know, those women are fighting for equal pay in terms of soccer when representing the country, but what they did was special, and it got the country all in on a sport that still was trying to navigate the landscape of Americana in the States. So that would be close. The Dream Team, you know, all the Michael, Magic, and Larry, that would be there. You know, we're all in. I think the Michael era, even though you hated him, if he, you know, knocked you out, if you were Pistons, a Cavs fan, whatever it was. But I'm trying to think of something even remotely close to how powerful the Miracle on Ice was. So you can join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge, you can tweet me, and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Yeah, that was a good one, man. That was awesome. And then the Astros, as the booing just starts, as the story won't go away, how many of you are with me that the Astros need to give back that 2017 banner, trophy, and all the rings? 1-855-212-4CBS. Dylan in California, thanks for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Hey, D. You're live on the air.
Hi, I want to talk about the Astros. How winning is winning, and that's what they did.
So winning is winning, even if you cheat. That's what you're saying?
Well, they cheated, but they won, and that's what they get paid to do. So.
Okay, Dylan. All right, well, thank you for your huge opinion to start this broadcast. I appreciate you listening out in California. There is a major portion of you, the sports fans, listening right now where you don't care. Look at college football and how many programs cheat and win. I'm watching Arizona and Oregon right now, and Sean Miller, after all that FBI info released, is still coaching. And I think what Dylan's saying, maybe tongue-in-cheek or maybe just what he feels. Look at all the college teams you've cheered for out there who have cheated. And as long as they win, you don't care. They get slapped, vacate, have to pull down a banner. You're all right because you remember what that year or what that three-year run was like. Right? There's a side here that look at the Astros and say, who cares? They cheated. And is that side 50-50? No, I think there's a good 25-30% of people who don't care what a team does. Everybody's doing it, right? It's like college sports. Yeah, everybody's cheating. I have Major League Baseball now with the sign stealing. Everybody's cheating. Look, baseball didn't do anything when the Apple Watch cheating was first, you know, discovered by the Red Sox. Everybody's cheating. But then you get this holier-than-thou mentality where Rose didn't cheat. You don't. He was while he was a manager, and the dude gets the scarlet no way across his forehead for Cooperstown. Or Bonds or Sosa. Or A-Rod, and I'm not going to go play the race card here because Clemens took a lot of heat. And all these dudes that were so big that hit 50 homers and then they disappear from the game. Or you see them on TV 10 years later and you're like, my, he looks really thin. All these players are the work of the devil. Selective sanctioning. That's what I call it. And we all can be hypocrites at times when it comes to sports. We can. Talk out of both sides of her mouth, I'll get busted on it. I remember defending Bonds, and I still defend Bonds. I think he has the sweetest swing right there with Ken Griffey Jr. that I've ever seen in baseball. I do. And the way he was treated by Bud Selig, again, when I talk about commissioners, or you look at Rob Manfred on the other side protecting players, or how McGuire was treated by baseball, but how Sosa was treated. You know, and you think about why players were just ripped and others were deemed to be heroes. But a lot of you don't care if people cheat. You don't. Let's go to Carter in Texas. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
All right, well, really what it comes down to is I have two things to say. Giving back the banners and giving back the rings is what the fans of MLB want, what they deserve. I firmly believe that it will end the talk and help everyone move past the scandal.
Thank you.
Second,
I agree.
Thing, the most important thing is cheaters never win and winners never cheat. And that's really the end of it.
All right. Well, thank you, Carter in Texas. What was it saying, McKeon? Cheaters never win and winners never cheat. Was that it?
Yeah, beautifully said.
Are you throwing a little Dylan from California right now into the conversation, McKeon?
Well said. I mean, what a quote from Dylan. I'm going to get it tattooed on me tomorrow. He's a poet.
Maybe Post Malone needs a face tattoo.
Winners Modern day Edgar Allan Poe.
Quitters never win. Winners never quit.
No, how cheaters, not quitters. Cheaters.
Hey, how come sports talk shows don't have themes? Like, you know, teams have themes like All In, Everybody Wins. I think we're going to have a theme where winners never cheat and cheaters never win.
Put it on my gravestone.
I thought New York's so big they don't have graveyards.
Can't confirm.
There's no rent control on those.
Actually, you can a gravestone costs $1,200 a month in New York.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you dead serious?
That's the starting price for a studio apartment in Manhattan, too. Gravestone will run you just about the same. It's about the same amount of space, too.
I know Graceffo, who will be coming up later, tells me that. I said, how's your apartment? He says, well, once you can navigate the four headstones, it's a pretty cool place.
$1,800 a month before utilities.
Let's grab Miles in Alabama before we get to a Seth Canner update. How you doing, Miles? Miles?
I just wanted to say I don't see how anything can touch the Miracle on Ice. I was born in 82, so I wasn't even thought of yet. And just through tales and shows, you can't watch it and not get choked up.
And the movie Miracle, I think, is one of the – we might get into this later in terms of the best sports movie ever done, but the way it depicts a story, I think it was as well done as anything in sports. I really believe that.
I do, too. I agree with you. As far as the Astros, I don't know if you're ever going to pull the World Series or pull the ring, but Rob Manfred, I'm a baseball purist, love it, but he's got to do something. Hey, something's got to be done so you can have closure to it. You just can't leave it open wound. And lastly, everything's about perspective. That guy said, well, they cheated, they won, that's what they did. If it wasn't his team, it would look completely different. Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you, Miles in Alabama. And I totally agree. You'll look the other way when it's your team, college and pro sports. You will. It's just human nature. It happens everywhere. And I'm not going to, cast shade on everybody out there. I do want you to join in. Two questions to start the show. 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. What would be, if we didn't have the Miracle on Ice, what would be the biggest all-in American sports story where the entire country was captivated? That's a tough one. It's not as easy as it sounds. And then what should I think Rob Manfred's job could be in trouble here. The baseball owners might need to fire him to get something done in this story. I'm serious. And then I've been on this for 2 weeks. Give the banner, the trophy, the rings back. And I think a lot of people in the media and fans would back off. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America, the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions and big name guests. McKeon and Alicia are producing the show back in New York City. Seth Canner with another update here in about 20 minutes. McKeon and I were just talking about this incredible story with the emergency backup goalie system that they have in the National Hockey League. 42-year-old Zamboni driver David Ayers. Okay, he drives a Zamboni for the Maple Leafs minor league team, the Toronto Marlies, in the American Hockey League, made his NHL debut tonight against the Leafs. Ayers was the emergency goalie for both teams, as I read the story, as it's normal under NHL rules, and was pressed into action for the Hurricanes. He's been the emergency backup in Toronto for the last 3 years, according to the Toronto Sun. Ayers also had a kidney transplant in 2004. Now remember, he's 42 years of age. So here's what went down tonight. Carolina starter James Reimer was knocked out in the first period, their number one goaltender, with a lower body injury. Then backup Peter Mrazek was knocked out in the second period in a collision with Toronto forward Kyle Clifford. So here comes David Ayers. He plays 28 minutes, gives up two bad goals to start, then makes eight saves on 10 shots. Carolina wins 6-3. It was the first ever NHL win for an emergency backup goalie. He was one of the three stars of the game. And he's the oldest goalie, according to McKeon, to ever record. Is it to ever record an NHL win? Is that it?
No, McKeon? The oldest goalie to record his first career win.
First career win. Oldest to record his first career win. On the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. And I'm looking at some of the highlights in once he got lathered up, McKeon, 42-year-old emergency backup goalie played well. He really did.
Yeah, I mean, the first shot that Tavares scored on was a poor play. But, I mean, John Tavares is one of the best shooters in the league. So you can't really blame him on that. The second one was a rebound that guy, I mean, any goalie in hockey is giving up that one. But after that, I mean, he played pretty solid. And to be honest with you, Bill, this is pretty pathetic for the Maple Leafs. I know we don't get into much hockey on the channel, but the fact that the Maple Leafs are trying to make a playoff spot right here and haven't won a cup since 1967 and are loaded with talent. The Leafs followed up a 4-0 win against the Penguins the other day with a loss to a 42-year-old Zamboni driver who works for the team. This is so pathetic on their part.
And we do have our listeners on AM 590 in Toronto, part of the CBS Sports Radio Network. Yeah, 8 of 10 shots he saved, played 28 minutes, Hurricanes emergency goalie, 42 years old, Zamboni driver. Now, there is some debate, and it could be up to Carolina, but the going rate for the emergency backup goalie is $500, and they keep the jersey.
Why would they keep the jersey? Well, like, what do they need with it?
You probably hang it in your, you hang it in your man cave, you put it in, your...
What a story, right? Who wouldn't want to tell their grandkids?
And yeah, you frame it because you can sit around and crack and open a cold one forever. Now, he did play for the Charlotte Checkers, which I think is the AHL team of Carolina. Again, I don't know all the partnerships. I'm just guessing because it's in the same city. Actually, Carolina plays in Raleigh, I think, and you get Charlotte Checkers. That he was the emergency backup goalie. So in the month of February, in a 3-week span, He's been the emergency backup goalie in the NHL and the AHL for two pro hockey teams in the state of North Carolina. How crazy is that?
Hey, good for him, man.
It is. I mean, Al Michaels, I'm looking at AlMichaelsCalls.com. Do you believe in miracles?
They should have flexed this game in between the second and third.
Do we have Michaels, just one of the great calls ever? Do we have that?
I can pull it up. Give me some time.
Yeah, do it. We'll play that later. And we're also talking to the audience today across the U.S. and Canada on the 40th anniversary in America. I don't think there's anything even in the ballpark with how everybody in this country was all in on the Miracle on Ice. Everybody was in. Man, everybody was all in. Patriotic pride. And again, we've had that. I will say after 9/11, like in the ability for sports to be a stage for America to heal and also show our unity from high schools to colleges to pros. I've always said this about sports. You know, there's really two stages in this country where people can heal, and it's a stage in a church, and it's at a sporting event. Now, McKeon tells me we have audio. I'm not sure if this is the final call in the 6-3 win by the Zamboni driver over the Toronto Maple Leafs, or if this is what happened 40 years ago. Let's go to the tape. Yeah, McKeon, we have not had confirmation if that was in Lake Placid or if that was in Carolina's 6-3 win over.
This was from Toronto, confirmed.
This is, it's not Al Michaels, it's Al Michelet. He's kind of from Quebec.
Al Michelle.
Al Michelle.
Hey.
That was his, Ken Jadraiden. Does your dog bite? It's not my dog. That might be the worst French live theater with McKeon and me ever.
Hey, we tried.
That was Al Michaels. Wow, man. Dude still has money. Nobody makes. I have a tough time. Joe Buck calling the Super Bowl or Al Michaels calling the Super Bowl. I can't decide. I keep going back and forth. So tell me, our first huge question of the night, is there anything even close where this country was all in? I'll say after 9/11 and every sporting event, we were all in. That would be as close. But it wasn't Miracle on Ice was just a hockey win during the Cold War and what the country's got the back and forth politically, right? And 9/11 was lives lost, and there's a different meaning to it to me. But 99, the women winning the World Cup and Chastain, and that was a generational thing. So tell me at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. McKeon, can you play that tape again? Because on the 40th anniversary, I need to know, is this the final call of beating the Russians, or is it the emergency 42-year-old Zamboni backup goalie? Play that one more time.
Stand by.
Okay. Give it to me one more time. I need to decide. I'm having a tough time. I may need help, like, a lifeline like they used to do on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Do you have that audio of the goalie 6-3?
I'm pulling it back up. I had to get rid of it.
Okay. Why'd you have to get rid of it? It's a 40th anniversary day. We don't want to get rid of it. We don't want to get rid of that. It's gold. It's epic. Well, we'll get to that coming up in a few moments.
We have it, Bill.
We do now. All right, McKeon. Again, we're not sure if this is the Zamboni 42-year-old emergency backup goalie 6-3 win, Carolina beats the Leafs, or if this was the win over the Russians, let's go again to the audio. I heard Morrow, so there you go.
Live from Toronto.
That's Lake Placid. That was a miracle on ice. So we got that debate squared up. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Pete in Connecticut, thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Bill, long-time listener, first-time caller. The climate during that period, as you referred to, was so rich and polarized. And it was such a patriotic endeavor for those college kids to take on the Russian Bears. All the guys on the hockey team were military. They were going as far as switching their jerseys so you didn't know who you were covering. They went to no end to try to win, and it was a graphic win for the U.S. I came home from work, and I was trying to listen to the game on my radio. I couldn't get it in. I jumped in my car, went about 5 miles down the road to the top of a mountain, a recreation area, to get better reception, and spent the next hour and a half listening to the game there, and it changed my life, brought back so many nice memories to hear you guys talking about it this evening. It was a wonderful era in sports and a wonderful moment in time.
It really was, man. And thank you, Pete. I appreciate the call from Connecticut. We all remember where we were. We do. It's not a lot in our lives that we can remember right where we were when it happened. And we can with the Miracle on Ice. Some of you who were alive when JFK was shot, when the planes hit the Twin Towers, there's nothing in sports, though, that I think we remember where we were. It might be for your local team, like when they, won a World Series or won a Super Bowl, but nationally, all in, there's nothing like that. You have audio now from Toronto, the final call with the Zamboni driver winning, right?
And David Ayers is going to come out of the... A historic moment for this young man with a victory as he catches the last shot and the buzzer goes. The Leafs are humiliated to the tune of 6-3.
It's a little bit different than Al Michaels' call. A little bit different than old Al from Lake Placid.
Is David Ayers a Hall of Famer?
He's one of three stars today. That was awesome. Backup, emergency, goaltender Zamboni driver. Wonderful story. Miracle on Ice 2, coming soon to a theater near you. You can join us live with 855-212-4CBS. Tweet me at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.